welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're with me on the Erica Glessing Show, where we give you 8 minutes of daily inspiration and possibly something you could take with you into your day that would just shift everything for you. And my guest today is a very dear friend, someone I've worked with for years. She's a fabulous author. She's a number one best-selling author internationally and domestically in the United States. Welcome, Corinne Alisa.
Wow, welcome. Thank you. It's so good to be here with you.
Alisa. You know, it took me like 7 years to get the Corinne right. Like 7 more, I'll get the Alisa right.
Oh, you did it just perfectly.
So I'm gonna launch in. You've been kind of a light worker. Corinne has a beautiful company called Rebecca, and they make divinity cards, and she's written a book called Bare Bones about the life of I don't know how to pronounce his name in your book, but it's Jesus.
It's okay. We've actually changed the name. We've republished it under the title Journey of a Prophet.
Oh, well, that works too. Thank you for that. So, Corinne, yeah. I would like to ask you, in your 4 or 5 years where you were getting information from the spiritual energy of Jesus, or do you say Yeshua? How do you say it?
Yeshua,
Let me know
that's his Hebrew name.
Tell me a couple of the key things that showed up in that massive undertaking of information that you gathered.
Oh my goodness. Well, it was 5 years in the making, that book. And I think the thing that comes across to me the most is just how magnificent we all are as people, as spirits, as humans. One of the things that Yeshua has taught me is that we are all divine. We are all pieces of light, sparks that come from the creative source. Some people use the word God. Some people use the word source. I say creative source. It's being divine sparks means that we are always in control of who we are if we want to be. We are always able to navigate this world as if it's a playground instead of a battlefield. And that's very important to me.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for that. You know, I got kind of twinkles in my eyes when you said that. Thing that for some reason this just popped up, and, you know, we were talking earlier how we just kind of trust that the questions flow. If someone's kind of having a bad patch or things aren't going that great or their entrepreneurial efforts, they don't think, you know, everything's coming together for them, maybe they don't feel that the spirit, what are some things people can do to kind of turn that around and get that connectivity again?
Oh, I have a couple of really wonderful exercises that people can do that only take a few seconds. And here's one. It's called forehead tapping. Because one of the things that we want to do to be more in centered and more ready to accept and move on opportunities and accept love and generosity that comes to us from external sources is to open our pineal gland, because our pineal gland that is right in the very center of our forehead, of our head itself, and governs the third eye that's in the center of our forehead, it opens us up to our intuition. So when our pineal gland is open and stimulated and flowing, then we are more intuitive and more flowing in our entire life, and that includes our business life. So for entrepreneurs, nice. Being open, mm-hmm. Yeah, being open to the intuition is really important. Mm-hmm. So forehead tapping is very, very easy. You just sit in a chair, eyes, head forward, spine erect, and you take one of your fingers and close your eyes, and for 30 seconds, you just lightly tap in the middle of your forehead, just a very light tapping, like tap, 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 tap. And after 30 seconds, what happens is that the pineal gland turns on. It feels all of that activity at the third eye center, and the pineal can't help but turn on.
I love it. Boy, this time is just going by like crazy. Tell me one of your favorite books.
Oh, one of my favorite books is Illusions by Richard Bach. I love that book. Absolutely love it. I think everybody should read.
I like his Jonathan Livingston Seagull. I've always loved that
book. Oh, yeah, it's a great book.
Yeah. What was the song that you liked when you were 16?
Say that again. What was
the song that you liked when you were 16?
Oh, gosh, it had to have been a Beatles song, but I can't remember which were important when I was 16. That was so long ago. I'm sure it was a Beatles song.
Well, Corinne is an author in several books that I have published. So on the show notes for this episode, I will include some photographs of some of the books that she has written in. And I'm sure you will keep reading, Corinne, as long as you care to. And is there any other one thing you'd like to share with my audience as we bid them a great day?
Yes, I want to share with people to take off the blinders. Take off the blinders and live consciously. Make conscious choices. Direct your life, because it's your life. You're the one that has all the say of what happens to it. So take the reins and live consciously.
Woo, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
The Erica Glessing Show is being sponsored today by Happy Publishing and the book, The Power of Releasing Judgment. Pick up your copy of The Power of Releasing Judgment today on Amazon and start creating a new reality right away.